latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and we'll start with the news with boss Pep Guardiola and the absence of Bernardo Silva. The Man City playmaker has been forced with patience since arriving from Monaco in the summer. Guardiola believed he had secured one of the brightest attacking prospects in Europe for £43 million, but Portuguese international has played only a bit part role. Form of Leroy Sané, Raheem Sterling, David Silva and Kevin De Bruyne has blocked a possible route, but Bernardo Silva is guaranteed to start the meaningless Champions League game against Shakhtar on Wednesday. There are other days yet though, and he could push on. Guardiola, when speaking about him, said, "Leroy needed a time to adapt a bit to the way we play. Bernardo doesn't, but he believes, and he's ready to play. It's because I decide that he doesn't. My thing is that he's playing at a high level. Leroy is not confident to start the season because he didn't believe how good he was. But I was in the same situation as Gabriel Jesus and Sergio Aguero. He's able to play. Has amazing quality. He's not scared. But other players are on top form." Ahead of the game against City, Shakhtar coach Paulo Fonseca has ranked City as the top European game at present. He told in his pre-match press conference with reporters, "If we look at City's performances this season, I think we can call them, if not the best, then definitely one of the best teams in the world right now." Into transfer speculation, reports suggest Chelsea's Andreas Christensen is a target for Guardiola. Reports now suggest that going forward that he would be one player that he would like to strengthen that defence, with Vincent Kompany still struggling with a number of injuries. There's also been reports suggesting with The Independent that Alexis Sanchez is still on the radar for January. Of course, with Arsenal tempted to not to keep him until losing on a free, City are willing to test their arm and try and buy him in a month's time. That's all then for the latest Man City headlines. We'll have more news later.